The government has decided to retain this special scheme of tax incentives for companies listed on the Junior Stock Exchange. On today's program, we examine how this measure will contribute to overall economic growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The Junior Stock Exchange, JSE, was introduced in 2009 as part of efforts to encourage the growth of small and medium-sized enterprises. Several incentives were offered to companies to list on the exchange, including full relief from income tax for the first 5 years and 50% relief for the second 5 years. Companies also received exemptions from tax on dividends or other distributions by the junior market, and relief from transfer tax and stamp duty on transfers of shares in JSE junior market companies. Earlier this year, indications were that the incentives were to be reduced. However, on April 1, Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced that the scheme of incentives was to be retained, the objectives being encouraging entrepreneurship and generating opportunities for private sector investment.
The old model of trying to end poverty through government has not worked and never worked in any country. The model that has proven to work is when we truly liberate the enterprise, industry, and initiative of the people. And this is what we're doing as an example.
The decision was met with full support from members of the private sector, including General Manager of Key Insurance Company, Sandra Masterton. Masterton says her company, which recently listed on the Junior Stock Exchange, was able to attract enough interest on the open market to result in the purchase of 20% equity of the company by a key investor.
I commend Minister Shaw for his decision to maintain the tax-exempt status of the Junior Stock Exchange. The company looks forward to further growth as a result of the capital raise, the tax incentive, and our new strategic partner.
Economist Dennis Chung has also hailed the decision to retain the incentive scheme, noting that it should result in more local companies entering the formal business economy.
So it will help a lot of the medium-sized companies or the small companies to transition into more formal establishments. What we've seen with the companies that have gone to the Junior Stock Exchange is that they have been able to expand much more quickly and in a more formal way. So it reduces the amount of informality in the economy and actually brings in people more into the formal tax net. Even though the incentives are there on the income tax side, statutory deductions, employment deductions, all of those things have gone up because employment has also improved.
There are currently 32 companies listed on the Junior Stock Exchange, and according to General Manager of the Jamaica Stock Exchange, Marlene Street Forest, there are already indications that more companies will be opting to list in the near future.
Now we have so many more companies that are working towards coming to market that the government will not be disappointed. And the level of growth, we will see it based on the performance of the companies that will come. Actually, we are seeing it based on the performance of the companies that are now here.
In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging local entrepreneurs to take advantage of the benefits offered under the Junior Stock Exchange to help grow their businesses.
I want to join the Minister of Finance to encourage you to continue under the model and to use this opportunity to appeal to the Jamaican entrepreneur, that person with the idea, the initiative, the enterprise, and the industry, that there is a nursery created for you in the Junior Stock Exchange to fulfill your dreams.
That's it for today's program. Thanks for your company. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
Brethren, know your rights. Police not for lock you up if them fine you with less than 2 ounces of ganja. Them supposed to ticket you and make you pay a fine. More than 2 ounces a courthouse business. And may nobody tell you no foolishness. Call the National Council on Drug Abuse at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357. And learn the real truth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.